Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our viewers. Again, interesting times. We'll be talking about this in the fourth segment in the spiritual moment, but what wacky times we live in right now. I know everybody agrees with that, but CHI continues to move on forcefully, and we're not having any issues in the office or in the hospital, so admissions up, but not due to coronavirus. So not overwhelmed, like they say on the news, but still use caution when you're out in the community, social distance, wear your mask. At least at the time of right now, and Ed can correct me if something's happened in the last few minutes I didn't know about, but it's still not a decree or a law right now, but we still have the option to wear a mask or not. But when you're out, I think that's a thoughtful gesture to do, and I've seen a lot of the patients very thankful that we're doing that. And then a lot want to take it off when they're in the rooms, and they're so thankful to be able to breathe again once they're in the room. But, you know, I'm still walking around like Ed, probably not in fear, doing my thing, going to the gym, riding my bike, jogging, going out in public, and enjoying every second of it. And for the most part, that's what I'm seeing. And, you know, a small number of people say in the middle of parks wearing masks. And if that makes them happy and feel safe, God bless them. But I'm seeing so many more people out around downtown, in the parks, and I'm so glad to see life returning. And I hope we do not reverse like so many places around the country have been doing. I guess they're doing what they think is best. But be assured here, if you do need help and you need to see your doctor, it's not going to be an issue here. You just call, set it up, go. And telemedicine's available if you're not comfortable going. So I think we can serve the needs of about everybody. And it's not just us. Same thing for our regular listeners. You know, I work with Benchmark Physical Therapy as well. They have procedures for this. Also, Home Health with Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, and Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, and they have procedures to deal with coronavirus and good safety precautions as well. So, yeah, all of us, our lives are running along smoothly, and the medical field is not feeling the impact, at least in my world right now, and all of the people that I talk with in CHI, we're dealing with it. Now, it may be a little different, say, if you're a pulmonologist in an ICU setting, but for the rest of us, no. Life as usual and not an issue, just a little bit more safety precautions. It's hopefully going to give us much less cold and flu this fall, and I'm frankly looking forward to seeing that. So Ed, what's up with you this past week?
Well, we've had an extremely busy week, actually, and I appreciate the fact that you are giving kind of the other view of this panic situation, that some people are still feeling panicky. I actually got a text from a customer about an hour ago that said, I have learned to come to peace with the virus. And I really like that. I text her back and said, yeah, that's a great way to say it. That doesn't mean that you're not going to practice safe methods. It doesn't mean you're not going to be thinking about it. But this was a person who was, like many people, frozen in fear. Couldn't leave the house, panicky. That is so unhealthy to be in that fear state. It depresses the immune system, if nothing else. Where do we ever make good decisions when we're swallowed up by fear? Almost never. Now, the media is going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing your buttons as long as you watch it. In fact, about 20 minutes ago when I was getting ready for the show, I love the fact that, you know, just looking at the headlines of how they can scrape the bottom of the barrel to have some headlines that's going to create some fear. Well, this one was there on Fox Health News 30 minutes ago.
Even Fox is not exempt.
No, not by any means. 4-hour erection triggered by corona in a man in France. if that's not digging deep to try to find some
headline.
That
is talking about the French, however.
Oh, that's true. But to go and post that on a headline with because of corona to create more fear, oh my gosh, if I get corona, I might have 4-hour erection. That's ridiculously silly.
You know what I've been thinking of? It was one time, it may have been David Muir. I'm trying to think who it was, but you know, one of the announcers on a world news program said something like, some have said that the increase in numbers of cases is due to the increase in numbers of testing throughout the country, and that's just not true. And what I kept having a flashback was The Wizard of Oz. Please don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. It's what kept popping into my head. I guess I shouldn't say any more for fear of getting myself in trouble, but that's what I keep hearing in so many of the newscasts. And there are a few messages of hope, and I'm glad that a few of them are putting that on there, whether it's racial relations or coronavirus. I'm glad that a few times we're having a good message of hope, something that, you know, people helping each other or whatnot. That's wonderful. Let's have some more of that and less of the fear, because that's what I feel like I'm doing when I turn on the TV for that little bit of time, is I'm being told to be extremely, not fearful, terrified of everything. When I leave my home, I am taking my life into my hands, which I'm not. I mean, it's just not that dangerous. It's not. Maybe it's because I've been dealing with being around infection since I was 20 in the medical field, and it just doesn't scare me anymore. But I think that, no, it's more real than all the other providers around me are also not that fearful. We're just careful.
That's what the public needs to hear, is professionals like yourself and your peers that are literally getting up and living their lives still in reasonable states of mind. And, you know, a fearful population is a population that can be controlled. And why would you not think that they want you to be fearful and terrified? Because you are easier. You're addicted to the media. You're going to purchase things, maybe. You're going to do this. You're going to do whatever they recommend. You're being manipulated, people, by the headlines.
You know, and the other, I hated what I said the other day. I don't know which store I was going in, but I said to myself out loud, I wonder if I am allowed to do blank. Allowed? Excuse me? When was the last time I had to ask if I'm allowed to do something in a free country? And I did have one of my former Soviet bloc patients about 3 weeks ago tell me, he said, you know, this frightens me. He said, I escaped the Soviet Union to get away from this kind of thing, and I feel that I've come full circle.
Ooh.
And that was one of his last little statements as he walked out the door, and I thought, that's probably not a good statement from somebody that was former Soviet bloc.
That hits pretty deeply right there, my friend. And again, neither of us are saying don't wear masks. We're not saying don't stay distanced. We're not saying stay home when you're feeling ill, of course. So it's not like we're just blowing smoke and saying just ignore everything. No. But the thing is, this virus, and I have a great chart at the store I meant to bring, and I hate to, you know, I always harp about the vitamin D thing, but there's this study done, and it showed that if you were under 30 nanograms per milliliter of blood of vitamin D, which is very common, 96% of the people struggled fairly deeply with COVID. And if you were above 40 nanograms, only 6% struggled. That means 94%, it was a bad cold. That's what it was. So there's just so many little things we can do to make it work better for us.
You know, and this has been a holiday weekend, so there's more time out around people. I've been doing more, spend time at the pool and whatnot around a lot of people that I don't know. Some I do, some I don't. So, you know, this is my caveat to what I was, or counterpoint to what I was saying a minute ago. When I leave that kind of an environment, what do I do? Yes, I'm actually reaching for my Manuka honey. I'm taking extra vitamin D, either emergency or airborne or something like that. You know, so no, I'm being smart with the way I'm taking care of myself, and I'm still going and exercising, trying to eat right. So I'm taking the healthy precautions that I think, but that's healthy for body and mind and spirit. I'm not going to walk around terrified. I just refuse to do it. This is not the time. There may come a time on this planet where you have to walk around in that level of fear. This just isn't it.
Great advice. And, you know, I think we all need to have a toolbox or have some technique that is easing our fears and pains. And many people are using the mask to do that. The thing is, we know that the mask is protecting other people, which is wonderful. Yeah. It's not really doing a lot for us. In fact, there are some controversial studies showing that because the rise of carbon dioxide, because we're rebreathing some of our air, it can be potentially harmful for some individuals.
And facial dermatitis, we're seeing a rise in facial dermatitis, a rise in sinus trouble and headaches. As a direct relation to wearing masks all the time.
Wow.
So I get a lot of questions about that, and people are noticing the correlation. Mm-hmm. They still have to wear their mask, but there are people actually having some relatively minor health problems from the mask itself.
Mm-hmm. And trying to exercise with it is just a disaster to me because of the ratio of oxygen and carbon dioxide.
Unless you're trying to achieve hypoxia for a big race you're going to do in about 6 months. That's the only reason I know of to do that. And they do make masks for that purpose. I guess you know that, but I have never wanted to do that, but the oxygen deprivation exercise mask has no appeal to me.
Well, I did do one of those masks when I was going to train for that Mount Yale in Colorado. I wore one at the gym. Pretty tough stuff.
Yeah. But if you're going to be at altitude, that makes great sense.
Yeah, yeah, and this was at 14,000 feet, so I had to prepare for that. Amazing information. I hope that, and again, we're kind of the voice in the lone woods out there, it seems like, at least on media like this. And I hope people can appreciate the other side of this argument.
I can't think of any positivity that I'm seeing out there, really, when I'm turning on the news or listening to the news. And I'd love to hear Dr. Fauci have a positive comment. Please, Dr. Fauci, say something positive for once.
Even, I mean, look at Winston Churchill. He could create positive energy even during the worst of World War II. He created hope. And we need a culture of hope, not a culture of fear. So
maybe we need a Winston Churchill out there. So now I will say I must give snaps to President Trump. He is trying to be positive in a lot of the things he's saying. So thank you. That is a voice of positivity. Everybody doesn't have to agree with it. But one time he said, we need a cheerleader. And you know what? He had a point.
Boy, didn't he. And I don't care if it's him or anyone else. We need cheerleading today. Not stupid stuff, but just optimism, hope for the future. When you lose hope, you lose any ability to be healthy and heal.
And optimism is contagious.
There we go. Absolutely. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something totally different. And I'm sure that you've heard of this, Dr. Green, the Impossible Burger.
Yes.
And
I want to know more about it.
I have a really strong opinion on the fact that I will never eat one.
I was about to say I have a distrust of anything that looks that much like meat and bleeds but has no meat. I just wonder, that can't be natural.
Well, I did eat one, so I had to be the guinea pig. But there's some research on it that greatly concerns me. So everyone out there who is, you know, I love plant-based. I believe in it totally. Who believe, oh, wow, we don't have to eat meat because we can eat this. Listen to my next segment so you can learn more about that. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And let's talk about any places you have eaten this week.
Yes. So, usually I'm up at the North Shore, but this time went down to Southside recently, just had really wanted to walk around. What happened was I looked at the news, and the news is saying everybody's going to shut down again. That's what they're wanting to do. So I thought, I need to get out and look at life again before it's gone again. So a little pessimism. Sorry, people, but, sometimes even that hits me. And went down, had a great meal at Stir, Oysters Rockefeller. They had a crab bisque? I mean, several just good things. And a salad with chicken. I forget what kind, more of a Caesar type, but excellent salad. Some unique dressings that came with it that were house-made. Fantastic place. Ate outside. Wonderful weather. Then just walked around that place. People, go down there. Help these businesses stay in business, you know, went by Need Loves and ran by, you know, just looking at the places like Flying Squirrel. I'll tell you a place that I don't know if you've been to State of Confusion or State of Confusion lately, but it was crowded, but they were practicing social distancing. They had a large, one of the largest outdoor seating areas that I've seen, and actually right beside Flying Squirrel, they had a large grassy area near that dog park filled with tables. So if you are or know someone who wants to go and have good social distancing, go down to these places. Eat at Flying Squirrel. Mm-hmm. Sit out on the grass all by yourself, and the next table's 10 or 12 feet away. It's perfectly safe, people. We walked all around down there. Blue Orleans was still in business. I think a place called Peabody had outdoor seating. If I got the name wrong, people, forgive me. But outside, in elevated, great, great, great experience. Wonderful food. Love it. And still all the places in North Shore I love. And I told Ed in between segments, but there is a new place down there called the Ruby Slipper on Market Street as you get close to the bridge. I've got to try that place. New Orleans style food, and I love that kind of food.
Well, yummy, yummy. Even though I love my normal places, I get tired of the same places, and I'm looking always for something new. I did eat. I took my sister out to El Primo in Ootowah last Monday and had a fabulous meal, and they are practicing everything we would want to practice. And then on Sunday, I went to Salsarita, which I had not been to in a long time.
The one near
time.
The mall?
Yes, because I went to Chipotle across the street, and they're still idiotic cowards, so they won't let anyone sit down.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, seriously, because they have the ability to do spacing.
The Mamacita's is doing the same thing still.
Yeah, it's just cowardly, just plain cowardly, in my opinion. And sorry for the employees who have to put up with it and probably lose their jobs, and potentially the whole business will go under because of this reason.
Well, Salsarita's is great.
And so I went across the street, and Salsarita's are brave, and they're doing everything smart. And so I got to sit there and had a wonderful meal.
I forgot about one. It's right near Salsarita's, so I did also go to Firebird's. I used to go there a lot and had a fantastic meal, one of the best steaks. Yes, I did not eat healthy, people, that night. One of the best steaks I've had, and they had a jalapeno deviled egg. And I've never had a deviled egg with jalapeno and, what is it, sriracha sauce. And I mean, they were spicy, and it was good. So let me say, you just go for the appetizer. That was one of the best things that I've ever had.
Well, there is a burger called the Impossible Burger that I want to speak about. I actually ran across this in Portland, Oregon, when my daughter was graduating with her master's degree in holistic nutrition 2 years ago. We were at a restaurant, and, you know, it looks dang good because it's meat-free. Not that I believe that we need to be meat-free. You can be and be very healthy, but I've chosen not to do that. And, in fact, your statement on the steak, I have really began to lean more toward red meat because here's the reason. The chickens, the way they're the omega-6 level is so elevated. That's what creates inflammation. And we all think that meat, beef, has no omega-3. It actually has more omega-3 than chicken does. So
probably less than fish.
And it is less than fish. But it's a good middle ground. So I am not opposed to myself having 3 servings a week of red meat, hopefully clean, which would be grass-fed or antibiotic-free. Nutrition World sells wonderful ground beef from a local farmer that we have done for 6 years that is very reasonably priced. So I would recommend you to do that. But I had Impossible Burger in Portland, Oregon 2 years ago. Absolutely incredible taste. But I knew there was a little bit of controversy back then. But when I read today that, or 2 days ago, McDonald's said no to it. They had a list of reasons why, and Burger King hasn't. Burger King
has
said
yes. Let me get this straight. It was too unhealthy for McDonald's. Did you just say that?
I don't know what the real story is, but I believe it might be, and that's pretty spooky, isn't it?
I always think of McDonald's as my health-conscious choice.
There you go. They set the bar high, I know. But the Impossible Burger is a plant-based burger, and the key ingredient is a protein that's made from soy and that's very highly genetically modified. What does that mean? And it's a genetically modified yeast, actually. They've done some laboratory work to turn it into a brand new food that nature has never seen before. But the thing is, when the company first submitted this to the FDA back about probably 8 years ago, the FDA didn't approve it. And they're pretty lenient on this stuff, and they did not approve it. So what did Impossible Burger do? Instead of having a 3-month study on the side effects in rats. They reduced it to 28 days. Well, on 28-day study, they didn't show any side effects. But in the longer study, they did. And it was pretty dang spooky, some of the side effects that they actually were looking at, because it was had to do with immune function. It had to do with weight gain. There was weight gain in all of the rat studies that ate Impossible Burgers, changes in blood that would indicate the onset of inflammation and potential kidney disease, and possible signs of anemia based on the ingredients. So they played trickery and just reduced the study to 28 days, so there was no side effect. Now,
out of curiosity, I know a lot of these studies, they will, you know, do this, and it's the equivalent of, say, you eating a silo full of Impossible Burgers per week. So was it huge quantities for these little animals, or was it a normal amount of food for the animals? I'm just curious.
That I don't know the answer to, but I can tell you for sure, after looking at how they produce this product, it doesn't matter. I will not eat an Impossible Burger unless I was trapped somewhere like an airport. And, you know, I would eat it opposed to something like I would eat it before French fries, probably, but not before.
It just sounded anything. So odd, like a chicken barking or something. You know, it just it seemed unnatural.
It's so unnatural. And the fact that not that McDonald's, I don't know, who knows what the backroom decision making was.
And there's so many other types of if you are a veggie. I mean, yep. That actually is a very healthy lifestyle. You know, I've eaten black bean burgers. Fantastic. It's like a chili burger is what it tastes like to me. Soy burgers. I mean, there's plenty that are actually probably healthier choices that may not be as tasty or what you want. But for me, when I've had a black bean burger, I wish I could remember who I had one with, but it was fantastic.
Well, Jay Alexander's has a wonderful one. But the thing about the Impossible Burger is it looks like it has blood in it. So when you eat it, it's just like red meat.
But see, that's what bothers me. Where does the blood come from in a plant-based burger? I just want to know.
Well, it's manipulated.
It seems chemical to me, and I don't really want to put that kind of chemical in me.
No, so I'm voting against the Impossible Burger.
And they are obviously not a sponsor of this show.
And probably won't be for any time soon. So, and Burger King has it. And I really,
they sell it at Costco, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've wanted to buy them. I just keep forgetting for the last 2 years.
Good for you. Let's stick with real red meat if you're going to eat it, and clean red meat like Nutrition World sells.
Or go get some bison. Yeah. That was good. So many things. I've got to come back and get some more now, but that was fantastic.
That was during the middle of the worst of our crisis, and everyone was running out of everything, and you came over and got some bison. And
chips were so good, too. I mean, I can't remember all the stuff. I should have taken pictures of everything, but they were so good in those muffins.
Oh, the flax muffins?
Yes. Yeah, those were incredible. And people, you need to go down. You probably don't think of Nutrition World as a place to shop for food. Maybe a lot of people don't. They just think supplements. Mm-hmm. Go get some food there. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, those flax burgers, they have like 8 grams of fiber per muffin, and heated up, and a little butter or coconut oil is phenomenal.
And people, they're chocolate.
Yes.
They were good.
I do the blueberry, but they are delicious. I've already eaten, and I'm already getting starving.
I know,
that's
what happens when
this.
We talk about food. Now we're making everybody else hungry, too. Poor people.
Well, I do want to say that Nutrition World, we post things all the time, and I am posting, or should be posted right now, the fact that there was in Scotland and Britain, they, because they're more open-minded than our conventional medical system, they have, because of research, they've decided to make sure that all healthcare workers are taking vitamin D in at least modest amounts.
Really?
So between the government and private industry, they have raised enough funds to supply all healthcare workers in Britain and Scotland with vitamin D supplements. So when I read that, I had a call to action. So if you look on nutritionw.com, you will see the 4-minute post that I did, a video, or on our Facebook. I'm not sure which one it will hit. We're going to offer all healthcare workers in Chattanooga with proper ID a free bottle of 2,000 unit vitamin D, high quality natural factors.
I'll try to find that and share it too.
Good, thank you. Natural Factors is out of Canada. I've been to the company, one of the finest companies in the world, so we're not giving away low quality vitamin D. I am so invested in this vitamin D story, because if we have enough, we're going to withstand so many wrong and bad things and viruses, because the thing is, dark-skinned people, Latinos and Orientals, are the ones suffering the worst. I actually went and had a and we had talked about this, Dr. Green. I had to do a pilot physical, and it just happened that there was an appointment open on Wednesday at Dr. Mm-hmm. Terry Smith. Terry Smith has probably tested more individuals in this city than any one physician I know, because he tests every single patient. And he brought up the fact that he hasn't yet seen a person with extremely dark skin have good levels unless they supplement. That's the only people he's seen is the supplemental people. And it's sad, because it only takes a $5 bottle of something to really help your health. So Nutrition World, anyone listening, healthcare worker, you want a free bottle of vitamin D, come in with your ID. Probably do it for 1 to 3 months. And we're going to try to help everyone out who needs it.
And which makes me think of sun. A lot of people, you know, don't think they have to take vitamin D, but mm-hmm. yes, take your supplement. But always remember that 1918 flu pandemic study where the people did better with fresh air and sunlight. Mm-hmm. So people, get out, exercise, get some fresh air, get some sunlight. Enjoy life. You will actually be a healthier person, probably, for doing it. You'll be happier anyway, getting some fresh air.
Exactly. Happiness means better health. And the thing is, most of us have seen photos of the TB clinics, the tuberculosis mm-hmm. clinics. You know, in the 60s and 70s and 50s and 40s, what did they do? They wheeled people out every day in their wheelchair in the sunshine. They had no clue what it was doing, except they knew it was helping them. Of course, now we know why. It was the vitamin D levels that were being increased. So let's follow Dr. Sunshine. It's one of the best ones out there, people. So my rant, it continues on.
And well, that's a good rant. I mean, some people probably are, not probably. Now, I've spoken with a lot of people who are not even coming out of their house. They're having things delivered, having mm-hmm. their food delivered, and they're not leaving their house. So when I do realize that, I try to encourage them to get outside in a safe way. I mean, not something that they're mm-hmm. going to be scared of doing, but they've got to get out a little bit, even if it's in their own yard. I mean, just do it. And most people are listening. I mean, at least we're having some decent weather lately.
Well, the thing is, I know this gentleman who has not left his house or apartment in 4 months. So what that means is he gained weight. He can't be active. 2, indoor pollution's usually worse than outdoor pollution. Not good for the lungs. 3, no vitamin D from sunshine. Obviously, there's not any in his apartment. And then you've got depression and anxiety.
What does that do to your psyche? I mean, yes. Inside that long? That'd be horrible.
4 freaking, that's prison. That's prison.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
So, all right, my friend, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking more about your health and nutrition and about how to lose some of this quarantine 15 weight. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we've been talking about, first segment was all about virus, second segment all about food.
Oh, we like that.
I love the food thing. I want to kind of maybe get people caught up a little bit. And by no means is this an advertisement for Nutrition World or my podcast called The Holistic Navigator. But I did a wonderful interview with a lady named Amber Vitale. She is the medical nutritional director of actually a company that I really respect, Garden of Life. Very professional, top-notch all the way across the board. But we did the podcast called Why Omega-3 Matters So Much. And I learned a couple really great things there from her. Not that I think I know it all, but I've been around the block a few times. But the fact that omega-3, if we do a blood test on it and we get an index of 8% or over, can predict a probable mortality. If you're at 8% over, that you will live 10 years relatively disease-free, about 99% chance. So omega-3s are incredibly important for reducing inflammation, and chronic inflammation is at the root of so much of our diseases. This interview is found at theholisticnavigator.com, which is my podcast, and I've got 76 chapters now. So that's
out of curiosity, and Garden of Life is a fantastic company. Isn't that the one? I think they make a lot of the probiotics as well.
They do. They make some incredibly well done probiotics. And in fact, saying that word probiotic, one of my customers, really great customer, Liz, texted me today and said, "You got to watch this video." And of course, people send me this like they do you, Dr. Green, mm-hmm. constantly. Oh, you got to watch this. You know, you and I both work extremely intensive weeks and days, and it's just hard to fit things in. But I recognize the picture of this guy, and is one of my most respected physicians named Zach Bush. He has a life history that's so interesting of how he went from medical trainings and these different categories of medicine to an enlightened state of how the body really works for creating optimal health and getting over diseases. But the YouTube video is called "The Doctor Who Predicted COVID-19 Answers All." So you go to YouTube, "Doctor Who Predicted COVID-19 Answers All." Well, I've been following this guy for probably three good solid years, and he's really saying that the collapse of our biodiversity within the human system is the reason that we are having all of the issues we have. He's saying that there's actually 12,000 new viruses that were discovered in the past something like 8 years. 12,000. They are going to come constantly as long as there's living organisms. They will never cease. And he's saying, so out of the 12,000, we have this one that we are all freaking about when there was 11,999 other ones. But the reason that we're having such trouble is when he looked at especially the native Africans who are still living in the jungle settings, we have 10% of the microbiome that they do. Well, they're not taking any supplements, people. They're still living with spears and hunting their own food. So they have 9 times more microbiome. And because of the fact that we have to have a microbiome that's balanced with a biodiversity. And he used the analogy, which I love. If you go out and you spray Roundup on all this some big green field, it's going to clean it up for a couple years, 3 years, but because it screws up the equilibrium of that soil, all of a sudden there's going to be so many weeds that you never dreamed possible that's going to be growing in those fields if you don't continue to use chemicals, because you screwed the soil up. And eventually it will fix itself, but that's what's happened to us, is we have basically screwed the biodiversity within ourselves. That's why we're so susceptible to some of these viruses, including, he goes back to the polio days and analyzes it from a great angle. I love his take. So it's Dr. Zach Bush, the doctor who predicted COVID-19 answers all. I love that. I love it. So again, I go back to, okay, what does this really mean for the actual rubber meets the road kind of conversation? To me, it means we can't expect our health to maintain itself with the status quo that we have, one, because we are living in a toxic world. I mean, we just talked about the Impossible Burger on the previous segment. We're being inundated with foods that are not even from this planet, people, called non-GMO. We're using Roundup on so many things, and Roundup is one of the worst offenders to create a less biodiversity within us. If we have a very balanced biodiversity, it's like having a huge family of really good people, and they're all going to take care of themselves and take care of each other, and that's not happening today. So we have to supplement. I mean, to me, we have to eat extremely well. We have to supplement. We have to look at our home environment to see what toxicities we're used or being exposed to. In fact, there's another doctor, Dr. Greger, he's a little nutty, but overall, I love the fact that he does this thing. It's on a website called nutritionfacts.org, and he's very, very, very adamant about the only way you can live healthy is to be a vegan, which I do not agree with, but he is so science-based that if you want really the science behind any topic, Dr. Greger proves it or shows it very well. Well, the one he did today was on bleach and chlorine and the adverse respiratory results of us using a lot of bleach, which, of course, today we're probably using more bleach than we ever have. But the reason he says that many more women have asthma than men is because they generally are using bleach more often than men are, of course, because it's an irritant to the lungs, terrible irritant. So what he did was, instead of just believing the claims, do natural products that claim to kill bacteria really work. And because bleach does, there's no doubt. He said,
and mold, it's so good with that.
So good. He said that on the bottle it says it'll kill 99%, but the studies show it will kill 99.99% of mold, staph, E. coli. Well, and so he wasn't arguing the fact of its effectiveness, but when he looked at two other products, he looked at a natural product that was using a type of thyme oil, essential oils, and then he used a second one where they were making up from a recipe with apple cider vinegar and 3 drops per cup of tea tree oil. And he wasn't super pleased with the homemade version because it only killed 97% instead of 99%, but they only use 3 drops of tea tree. Tea tree to me is the strongest antibacterial that nature has to offer, and if you use more of it, I bet you it will equal bleach. So I'm saying all of that to say cleaning up the inside environment of your home and what you expose yourself to is very important for long-term health. Try to consider more natural things. We are killing ourselves with all these chemicals that we're trying to kill the virus with.
Well, hopefully people know me. You can tell when you're spraying bleach that it's toxic to your lungs because you feel it immediately. And, of course, if you mix it wrong with other cleaners, you can have the joy of chlorine gas, so you don't want that. I think most people know that, but you're right. If they're using it in a closed environment regularly, would that hurt your lungs? Yeah, it's going to cause pneumonitis. So he has a point with that. Tea tree is actually pretty good for your skin. So
yes, it is. And there was a emergency room doc who wrote a book on how to survive disasters in your life, and he said if he had to be on an island with only one choice of antibacterial, he said tea tree would be it, because it seeps in deeply into the wound, it because of the oil nature of it, and it will kill almost everything if you put enough. Now it can actually be a little irritating if you have sensitive skin, like my grandson's a year old. I would never put straight tea tree on him, but I would put, you know, diluted tea tree on him. And it's $7.99 for a 1 ounce bottle. You literally use 3 drops. I've had the same bottle for 4 years, so it never seems to get old. I do want to put a plug in for Dr. Red, who we had here last week, Dr. Green. I know you enjoy talking to him.
He's nice guy.
He's so nice. He owns a place downtown called Quick Surge for quick removal of anything like skin cancer.
Right beside Publix of North Shore.
There you go. Thank you. I had three people call me this week because they'd heard our show. And it was, you know, really great that I love people who confirm that, you know, they really are enjoying and listening to what we're saying. But they were, you know, they didn't write down the information, so they were calling to find out about Dr. Red. So I want to put another plug in for Dr. Red at Quick Surge. Feel free to call Nutrition World if you need to find that information. But if you have a, you know, it's cash only, $100, you get anything removed for one removal for $100. I did it 2 weeks ago. I was super, supremely impressed.
Oh, if he only did liposuction.
I know, and right on my belly so I can have a 8-pack instead of a 2-pack.
So I'll have to find a tattoo artist for that.
Well, we won't talk about tattoos because some people don't realize that I'm on the addiction list for tattoos. I swear I'm not going to get another one, but I do have 17. I think. It could be 18. I keep forgetting to count. But I think I'm going to stop there. I told this waitress last night at Acropolis, new waitress, she had tattoos on her arms. I said, you obviously like tattoos. And I said, have you been getting them a long time? She said, oh, yeah. I started when I was 18 and I'm 36. I said, well, my story's a little different. I started when I was 59 and I'm 63 and I got 17 of them, which is kind of a, I guess, not midlife crisis. That's old life crisis or something. What is it?
They all mean something to you, though.
They do.
That's what I like. My favorite one are these Samoan ones. You ever seen those?
No. What do they look like?
You know, they're patterns, geometric patterns on your arm. So, but they usually tell a story. I asked a man about that one time, and he stopped and said, well, this is the story of my ancestry. And he explained that as he showed me his arm. And all. I mean, it was a great story, but it all meant his family, the love of his family, the benefit of his ancestry, and he loved history. That's fantastic. It meant a lot to him.
And every one of mine has some story, but not to that degree. And the fact is, I love it because no one can take it away from me. No government official, no law can be passed. They are permanent until I
am
gone.
Only Dr. Red.
That would be. That's true. Now maybe Dr. Red could do it. But
well, I've had to biopsy and a lot of tattoos, and the hard part is sewing it back up so you can't tell that you did it.
Ooh, I bet. And to have it removed by that machine is so freaking painful. I had a I had a skin peel with that machine once, and I'm a low maintenance guy now. I don't think I'm out there trying to puff myself up, but I had the skin peel. So the girl said, "This is the same machine they use to remove tattoos." And I was like, "Oh, really?" She said, "Would you like to see what it feels like for a tattoo?" It killed me. It was the most painful thing I have ever felt.
Is it doing shaving off a layer or something?
It's burning basically off a layer with
That's
a laser.
Horrible.
And and sometimes it still doesn't work.
Well, I saw a whole show one time about that, and the show said there's one color that's the hardest to get off of people. Do you know what that is? At least according to that show.
Red?
Close. Pink.
Oh.
They said the lighter colors were harder to remove than the darker colors, so that was, I don't know if that's true or not, since we don't do that in primary care, but it was interesting.
Huh. That is interesting.
I'm sure somebody will respond to that one.
Yep. Well, again, to kind of close out this segment, I go back to the Dr. Zach Bush, the doctor who predicted COVID-19 answers all. I want to really put a plug in for creating better microbiome, which is the probiotics by themselves. Do not do that, people, even though we sell it. You have to feed the probiotic with prebiotics.
And let me put in a little encouraging word before we finish the segment for people to go out and support local businesses, whether it you want restaurants or entertainment. I was talking to Michael, nice guy, owns the Comedy Catch. So, you know, Comedy Catch is open. Songbirds had, I was talking to somebody at the pool last week. They were going to a nice band. Who was it? I can't remember now, but it was a band, and they were practicing social distancing. So not a lot of tickets, but places like Songbirds, Comedy Catch are open and ready for business. So people go out and support our local industry.
That's right, because if we don't, they're going to start fading away relatively quickly. I go into Jason's Deli today or yesterday to have lunch.
The salad bar is gone. I went over there to check it out.
Yeah. Well, they will make the salad for you off this list.
Did you see the place just to the right of Jason's? I know you're not, because we've talked about Krispy Kreme, but you have to go in there and try Duck Donuts.
I saw it from the day they started building it, but I have not walked in. What's the deal?
Made fresh to order, given to you hot. I tell you what, and somebody just brought some over to the office. Yes, they are fantastic. They even have one. I will tell you this. I did eat one, people. I like to eat just as much as you do. And it was some like maple and bacon, and it was the oddest thing. But I tried it because I thought, this sounds horrible. Pigs in a blanket. That's what it tasted like.
I used to love that.
Yeah, so that is exactly what it brought back. Taste of Gatlinburg for me from childhood.
There you go. Gatlinburg with my dad. Mm-hmm. Pigs in the blanket. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment, once again, is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. And by the way, Ed, I don't know if you know, but they actually have lots of churches seated around the community. So like out in St. Elmo, Fort Oglethorpe. So it's a really, really good church. Also, they have a great app for your Android or iPhone, and it's free. So download that if you'd like as well. Well, we are currently living in interesting and momentous times, but difficult times to be sure. We are seemingly surrounded by an invisible threat of overwhelming viral infection, and told constantly by the news media to be in fear, afraid to leave our homes, much less congregate together with friends and family in our homes or churches. We see civil unrest on a daily basis, and many live in fear of the threat of violence towards themselves or their families. Our daily news feeds have an eerie similarity to those from the apocalyptic movies of the 1980s that many of us can recall. War, financial and civil unrest, violence, infection, death. We are systematically being told to be in fear, robbing many of peace and joy. In Psalms chapter 42, verse 5, we hear both the lament of the author as well as his response. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. He realizes his discouragement while in the midst of bad circumstances, yet he chooses to place his hope where he knows it is secure. A very good response. In ancient Israel, the prophet Habakkuk felt similar fear and discouragement as he realized that his people would soon be conquered by the Babylonian army. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16, he said the following, I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Sound a bit familiar? Daily I see and hear of many suffering from high levels of fear and anxiety during these troubling times. We must be careful of the systematic indoctrination of the media and remember the absolute sovereignty of God. Bill Watterson in the well-known Calvin and Hobbes said, It's not denial. I'm just selective about the reality I accept. Well, we all need to be careful of the reality we accept. Even remembering everything that God has done for us personally as well as collectively does not change our circumstances. But you cannot let your circumstances dictate your state of mind and heart. Sometimes we must accept that our circumstances are beyond our personal control, but at the same time maintaining control of our response to those circumstances. We see a crazy, messed up world right now. And perhaps we need to accept that the overall plan and God's sovereignty in it is beyond our understanding. That does not mean we then despair. On the contrary, we keep praying for a miracle and the healing of our country and our people, not pretending that everything is okay, but yet continuing to live bold and free lives in faith, not fear. Placing all of our hope in God Himself, knowing His character, His goodness, His gentleness, and His love that is beyond measure or understanding. We place our hope in God both for salvation and deliverance, and are given the strength of heart, mind, and spirit to live our lives fiercely. As the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 32, verses 20 through 21, We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Wait. Trust. Hope. Rejoice. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. What powerful words those were. And I so love the fact that you give a message of hope in these sometimes dark times. With very little minutes left, I want to make sure that I want to advise people. If you want some advice from what I feel is a very skilled physician, go to The Holistic Navigator. Dr. Michael Smith, the medical director of Life Extension, has a protocol if you think you're getting sick with a virus, the virus. And has a really good backed up research on what you could and should do to minimize the effects. So The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Smith. And also I want to reiterate the fact that Nutrition World will be giving any and all healthcare workers in the city of Chattanooga.
I love that, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you. Free vitamin D. I should have brought you a bottle, but I will next week.
Well, thank you.
We're going to keep doing it as long as we possibly can.
I'm using
can.
That bug spray from last week.
All right. I know it has a funny smell, but at least it's not making you toxic by putting on DEET. I
feel perfectly safe.
DEET has a place in some cases, but I prefer not to use it. Very neurologically toxic.
Well, what you just shared that's on the Holistic Navigator, you said?
Yes.
It's a common question that I get. So I get, you know, after the, say, telemedicine visit, hey, doc, what can I do to lessen my risk? What can I do if I think I've been exposed? Common question. Great thing to talk about.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, brother, it does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living and hope. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.